This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The fall firearm turkey hunt begins this month, and we'll be taking a look at this. Also, it appears that the Illinois Endangered Species List will be changing. News about deer permits and trapping permits will soon be offered. All this and much more during this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. As promised, the fall turkey hunt is now underway, and things are looking good for these hunters. In fact, luring a spring gobbler into shotgun range is without a doubt the most challenging sport available to local hunters. And this is exactly what many local turkey hunters are planning to accomplish during this season opener. Interestingly, the spring hunter has little more to work with than the occasional gobble from a lovesick bird and the knowledge of the turkey's natural instinct to find a mate. While technology has provided the modern gobbler chaser with such valuable aids as lifelike decoys and calls that make anyone sound like an expert, these wary birds more often than not leave the most hunters returning home with an empty game bag. In fact, only about 5 out of Illinois turkey tags are filled each spring. Without a doubt, the local grocery store is the only sure place to obtain the featured item on your Thanksgiving Day menu. Now, take away the occasional gobble and eliminate the bird's instinct to mate, and you certainly have instantly created the fall turkey hunting scenario. It's no wonder that fall viewer turkey tags are sold for the fall season. You can't even call the sport challenging. It's downright tough. Another fact in this equation is the other types of hunting seasons are open at this time. This also limits the demand for turkey permits. While some fall hunters would like to credit their success purely to hunting skills, it is more likely due to the fact that the birds of either sex may be taken during the fall season. The spring hunt is limited to bearded birds or gobblers. The 2019 Illinois fall turkey hunt begins October 19th and continues through October 27th. That's the shotgun hunt. The fall archery season, already open, continues through January 19th. The fall archery season closes during both segments of the firearm deer season. As with the spring season, fall turkey hunting is by permit only. And while success rates are generally higher in the fall, it still remains one of the most challenging game species in Illinois hunters can pursue. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and as promised, here's more items of interest to local outdoor folks. In fact, if you're looking for a trapping permit, it is nearly time to get one of these. Trapping permits are going to be offered at Beaver Dam State Park, will be awarded in a public drawing to be awarded the last Sunday in October at the site headquarters. Registration for the drawing begins at 10 a.m. at the park office, and the drawing will be held at 11 a.m. Trapping will be permitted in the designated areas at the park from the statewide opening until the extended spring season for mink and muskrat, through February 15th, and beaver and otter trapping, which will be allowed, will be March 31st. A 2018 or 2019 Illinois trapping license or trapper education card will be required to register for the drawing. For more information about trapping opportunities, contact Beaver Dam State Park at 217-854-8020. Also, a public lottery drawing will be held next month for the allocation of trapping permits for Copperhead Hollow Wildlife Area, Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area, and the Mississippi River Area at the Mississippi River Area Office. That's near Grafton. Registration for the drawing will begin at 11 a.m., and the drawings will be conducted at 11:30. Each area will have one permit available. One trapper and one helper may be listed on the permit. Also, archery deer permits are going to become available. Resident combination and antlerless-only archery deer permits are available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. In addition, non-resident archery deer permits, combination permits, in fact, are available over-the-counter from these very same license and permit vendors. The Illinois archery deer season, now open, continues through January 19th. And remaining firearm deer permits will be offered. The Illinois firearm deer permits and the muzzleloader-only deer permits remaining after this year's lottery drawings are going to be available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. Changes to the list of endangered species. This is what we've been talking about, and we're going to be talking about that and a little bit more. The Illinois Endangered Species Protection Board will hold a public hearing on proposed changes to the Illinois list of endangered and threatened species on October 11th at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources headquarters in Springfield. The purpose of the hearing is to receive comments on the changes that the board is considering making to the Illinois list of endangered and threatened species. The Illinois Endangered Species Act requires that the board review and revise the Illinois list as necessary at least every 5 years, and that listings are being made on scientific evidence. You can visit the www.dnr.illinois.gov for more information. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.